CliffCentral.com. Okay, let's turn our attention to Angela. I'm going to tell you something. Ryan must have been super excited to see you, Angela, because I've never seen anyone slide and slip and fall like that. He didn't look very happy at all. Are you all right?
I'm good.
You didn't get caught in the crossfire.
No, I didn't. I just heard it.
Yeah, even the plug fell. Yeah.
I just saw, I heard the noise and I saw Bakabantu's face and I'm like, what? What have you seen that I didn't? Sure. Must we prepare for war?
No, Ryan anyway. Literally fell for our guest.
So Angela is the general manager for sales development at Thompson's Holidays, and it's great to see you. What we've got to talk about today in the window seat, it's our opportunity to let people in on some of the secrets behind travel, to give them some great ideas, to help them live vicariously through those people who have been to nice places.
Yep.
I mean, I've learned a lot during the past couple of weeks on this show, but today we're talking about last-minute holidays. So many people, I'm not going to point fingers, me,
yeah,
leave things to the last minute and then they go, oh, you know, actually, I'm sure I can scrape together a couple of rand here and maybe go somewhere, just somewhere local. Hmm. Doesn't need to be a complicated thing. I could go overseas if there's something that's affordable and easy enough to arrange and there's accommodation there and I can get flights. But last-minute holidays, I think a lot of people are very, very interested in. So let's talk about some of these quickly, because you've been in the business for 30 years.
I have.
Yeah. Just pull that a little bit closer.
Okay, good.
All right. So first of all, tell us about you. 30 years in travel? I mean, that's a fun business to be in, but you must have seen it all.
I've seen it all. It's been a wonderful challenge. It's never a dull moment in travel. If anything can go wrong, it's always travel. But we're resilient, like our travelers in South Africa, which is good news.
Yeah.
And I think there's always that excitement. And once you've got travel in your blood, you just can't leave, you know.
Well, this is the time of year too, because people spend 11 months of the year working their backsides off. And then they usually manage to find the time and the money to get a little bit of a holiday going.
And I think it's, you need it. I mean, we all know how hard we work and whether you can try and get away for a weekend or save up till the end of the year to travel, it really is so rewarding. And for me, there is no better than traveling for your kids as well. I mean,
excellent.
You know, go to school, you can learn a lot, but when you travel, you can learn a lot more.
So, Angela, let's talk about last-minute holidays. What are the most popular and sought-after holiday destinations for South Africans this festive season?
So, we've had a lot of sales Mauritius, which is obviously our most popular destination. And there are some last-minute deals that are still available, especially from Cape Town.
Okay.
So, we've got a few seats available there on certain dates.
Sure.
For the rest, there is some availability, but you obviously just have to play around with dates.
I'm just thinking, so for Mauritius, it's because the flight's not too long.
Yeah.
So, that's very important.
Yep.
Especially if you've got kids, you don't want to do that. Second of all, it's not over-the-top expensive, like maybe the Seychelles would be, or the Maldives, or Europe, or any of those things.
Yeah.
So it's in the affordable category, let's say. And there are beautiful resorts, gorgeous beaches. People just want to get out of South Africa. Maybe they just feel like a little bit of a foreign destination is what they require. Are there any other things I've left out?
I think to go all-inclusive is what it's all about, because it can work out pricey, but if you go all-inclusive, you've got all your meals, all your drinks, and it really makes it for a great holiday because, you know, the kids want ice cream here, cool drink here. Mm. So for me, that would be the best is to go all-inclusive.
Right.
But there are other destinations. As you said, there's local. There's a lot of local available. Even some places in Cape Town, obviously New Year, more of a challenge. Got down the coast.
Is New Year the most popular time in Cape Town?
It is indeed. Mm. Yes. Yeah. Everybody wants to be in Cape Town over New Year.
I heard about people, and a friend of mine who lives in Cape Town told me this. They climb up Lion's Head to see the fireworks at night on New Year's Eve.
See how dark it is?
It's dark as hell. The reason she told me is she said you could see the torches coming down.
Yes.
You have to have your head red if you're climbing a mountain on New Year's Eve.
Well, you better not be drinking and climbing.
No, because you're poor. And there are all kinds of dangerous people hiding in the bushes. Right?
Few.
Yeah. Okay, so when it comes to last-minute travel, that's obviously – it's not preferable because you miss out on opportunities to do advanced bookings. Mm. How well-disciplined are people when it comes to booking in advance?
I think you get those that are and have planned ahead, those going to the States, those going to Europe. Those are more well-planned. But when there's a lot of people that are only finding out now whether they're getting a bonus or not, so there is a lot of last-minute requests. And as I say, we can look and try and see budget-dependent on where we can send them. But no, I think, as I say, the more further destinations, the more like your Rivermini's, you're going to visit Father Christmas, that type of thing, is more well-traveled. I mean, more, more in advance.
More well-planned.
Yeah, more well-planned. But there's a lot of last-minute. Yeah.
Okay, so are there still deals? Are there still seats on flights? Are there still rooms available? Are there still hotels and resorts that have gaps?
So we spoke about Seychelles. I saw that there's actually quite a lot of availability in Seychelles, which is interesting. Okay. And there's a lot more airlines now. So over COVID, a lot of them were not flying. Now there's a lot more availability. So your Thailands, your Bali are a lot more expensive now. They probably will go down sort of late January, probably good 10 grand, but you can find certain dates. So it's just about looking and being more flexible. Vic Falls, there's, you know, so Livingston and Vic Falls, there's still availability there. I saw there was some in Mozambique. So there is places to go.
Fantastic.
So definitely, yeah.
All right, so we just got to, I mean, obviously the place to go is travel.co.za. That's why we do this with window seat. But
yes.
What about January? You mentioned January. You said prices will drop. So for those people who are looking at maybe taking a little bit longer or spending their money more cautiously, what happens in January? When does peak season end and when do those bookings open up and the specials come along, prices drop?
Yeah. So I always think of those going back to school and it's late. It's only sort of around the 19th. So a lot of the hotels do start around the 11th, bringing down prices. And if I look at the seasons for like Maldives, which is really popular, and all of those sort of come down from about the 19th as well. But you get a lot of varsity students only going back in Feb. So there's lots. I mean, if I look at your Thailand, your Bali, anywhere in the East, definitely the season comes down from mid-Jan to March.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Then let's look ahead to 2024 because we're already talking about January, which is only a few days away, by the way. Everybody thinks it's this big black hole somewhere between December and January. The time stops. It doesn't. No. Before you know it, we'll be back in the new year. So what is 2024 looking like travel-wise? We had Monet on Thursday last week, and he was telling us he's very, very upbeat about travel.
Yep.
As you just said, there are a lot more airlines that are in South Africa now, that, a lot of them that have picked up again after COVID. So now we can look ahead a little bit further and say 2024 is going to be a great place to go to or a great time to go to.
Well, I think depending on what you're wanting to do, we are finding a lot of people wanting to go to the States. Disney is very popular for us. And again, that's a destination.
Florida Disney World?
Yes, okay. Disney World, yeah. So that is a destination you would plan ahead and normally sort of go your June, July school holidays, as well with Europe and Med. The Med is very, very popular. So your Turkeys, your Greece, your cruising, all in that area. So that, again, is planning ahead. So I don't think the exchange rate has deterred too many people. So you can still find affordable prices to those destinations. And then, again, the East. The East is always very popular for us. Mauritius, Maldives has done exceptionally well this year. So that is a destination that was always just too expensive and really is become more affordable now.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Your mainstream South Africa's, Vic Falls, Thailand, Mauritius, Maldives.
What are you doing for the holidays?
I am going down to the South Coast. Nothing too exciting over this time of the year.
That's a hidden little gem. Yes. I've got friends who live down there too, and they say it's the best you have families on holiday and it's busy, but it's not as hectic as some other parts of the coast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's very, very nice.
Yeah, I normally travel more out of season because
I'm sure.
You know?
Well, for you, this is work time, actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Angela, and thank you for popping by to see us. Angela is the General Manager for Sales Development at Thompson's Holidays, and she's been everywhere. Listen to this. She's been to China, India, Singapore, Thailand, all of Europe and the USA, and to places like Laos, Vietnam, Burma, Not a lot of people I know have been to Burma, Myanmar.
Myanmar. I was going to say, like, we still call it that.
Yes. Call
it, did you go when it was Burma?
It was Burma, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You didn't go and visit Aung San Suu Kyi in a prison cell.
No, right. I didn't.
Okay. But I mean, there's some amazing stuff to see.
It's beautiful. I love the East.
That whole area. So where is Angkor Wat? Is that in?
It's in Burma.
In Burma?
Yeah.
Love to see that.
Yeah.
Did you go?
I did.
Ah.
I did.
Okay. We're going to have a whole conversation about that.
Bucket list, yeah.
Your top three destinations you've been to?
I love South America. For me, going to Machu Picchu, Peru was a dream. I did a separate trip, get to Patagonia, which was really, really amazing. Oh, I don't know. I've been to so many places. It's hard to say, but I think skiing in Colorado was good.
Damn.
That's something you don't do
Aspen?
Every day.
Aspen?
It was Colorado's Breckenridge.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. So right next door to Aspen.
Okay.
I just looked at all them in Aspen.
Okay. Oh, is Aspen more, it's more upmarket?
Yes, a lot more upmarket, yes. But I was over Thanksgiving, so it was absolutely amazing. Everybody decorates their homes, and it's just an experience on its own. And then I really do love the East. So for me, Vietnam, China, those are the sort of areas that I find very interesting.
I've got a friend who's about to go to Antarctica.
Oh, stunning. Sure.
But now, at this time, because it's nicest now.
Yes.
Nicest, inverted commas.
Like what, like minus 10 degrees?
Yeah, and apparently it's quite a long time that you have to go because you go on one of those ships. Yes. And
no, they just landed a plane there, like a passenger plane. They just landed in Antarctica.
By the way, speaking of planes, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently Murrelling Municipality is pushing for an international airport license for Hoedspruit to ease access to the Kruger National Park for its 1 million annual visitors. The move aims to reduce the need for connecting flights, particularly from Johannesburg and Cape Town, benefiting tourism and the local economy. Talks with national authorities are underway to make this upgrade a reality, with stakeholders hopeful for a positive impact across the tourism industry. That could be interesting too. So that's breaking news this morning.
So I just have to say, Angkor Wat's in Cambodia.
Oh, Cambodia. Yeah, right.
And I was just seeing somebody asking, where can they go if they can't afford to go overseas?
Yes.
So for me, there are a lot of local destinations. Whether you want to go staycation, I just saw the question. So whether you want to do a one night to spoil and not go too far, you can do weekends away as well. But the coast is available. And as I say, a bit of Cape Town. But yeah, well, sorry, just to get to back.
Elon says he does his holidays for February. I got a nice place for me and my lady friend and the dogs in Onrus. Okay, that's very nice. That's also in the Western Cape.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Angela. Have an awesome day and a great festive season. Happy Christmas and all of that stuff. And we'll be checking in with you in the new year.
Perfect.
All these exciting destinations. Thanks. Thank you so much. There is Angela. And the window seat is with travel.co.za. If you go to travel.co.za, you could make your dream holiday a reality. And you can go and see all of these special deals, all of these opportunities that are available to you on that site. They've got the back end there for all the other sites. So they include, or don't think you're going to get a better deal by going to bookings or hotels or any of those, because they're all on there already.
Yeah.
It's the best way to do it. Okay, very good. And try to plan ahead, people. Let's not leave it to the last minute, right? Let's try to get our act together here. Put your plans in action for 2024 now. CliffCentral.com.